Well, Brockton remains one of the cities that was hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, and joining us this afternoon to discuss this further is Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, as always, thank you, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well. Now, before we get into our COVID discussion, I did want to talk to you about the events that happened on Capitol Hill. I want to know, is there any concern right now in Brockton about anything like that happening in the city?
We do not. I mean, what was seen down in Washington, D.C. was just sad for our nation. And I mean, Capitol is really the house of democracy. So it's just really sad as an American. So, again, we always want to have a safe community here in the city of Brockton, city champions. So, again, we've always fostered a relationship of working with our personnel to do that. So I don't at this time have a fear, and I hope that this calm throughout our nation.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. Now, I did want to talk to you, Barth, about COVID. What are the latest numbers in the city?
Yeah, I mean, the sadness continues, Dan. We lost two more people overnight, so we're up to 350 deaths of Brockton residents because of COVID-19. Current cases right now, 2,270 active cases of residents that have positive cases. And then we're over 9,000 now. We're at 9,281 total cases overall. So we're still in a deep red classification. We had a 2.5-hour school committee meeting the other night with Dr. Rick Herman, our medical consultant for the city, to look at the metrics and data. And one thing we're very fearful of is what ramifications we'll have as a result of people getting together at Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. So we have taking a vote to push off hybrid for another 2 weeks. So February 1st, Brockton Public Schools will, as of today, open. We reserve the right if the metrics show otherwise. But the school committee, seven members and myself, did vote. And it would be our special students of needs and special interests that would go to the classroom on February 1. And then a week later, it would be our kindergartens, our sixth graders, and our ninth graders. Again, those grades are going to be new to different buildings and to the education system. So it does look like we're heading in the right direction, Dan, for hybrid education here in Brockton.
Now, I wanted to ask you about something else. What about businesses reopening? What's the status on that?
Yeah, so I had done a three-week mayoral executive order, and it lapsed 11:59 on Tuesday. I did not renew it, so I know a lot of my friends and constituents who go to the gyms are back there as of yesterday. And it really, when we looked at the data and the metrics, and then we looked at what Governor Baker did, Governor Baker's order really has some true benefit, cutting down on the number. It's down to 25% now of capacity. So, it's a wait-and-see approach again. We are, as I said, very fearful of some upticks, some spikes because of the holiday gatherings. But really, on the bright side, as of Monday at Brockton High School, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 12-hour shifts Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 6-hour shift on Thursday. We're giving the vaccine to our first responders, to our police and fire and some frontline staff. So, that's really beneficial. That's exciting. We've already really executed a wonderful plan to utilize Brockton High. And it's phase one, Dan. So the ultimate phase will be do citywide, which we think will be in April. That's going to be a daunting task. We'll have to utilize really four cafeterias up at Brockton High. But that's some really positive news that's going to go in effect on Monday.
Now, speaking of vaccines, I did want to ask you, there was, of course, an incident at the Brockton Neighborhood Health Center. I was wondering if I could get your comments on that.
Yeah, I mean, the Neighborhood Health Center has been nothing but a wonderful, really partner as we've navigated the uncertainty of COVID. It was one dose that had to be disposed of because of a no-show, a patient that had signed up to come to get the vaccine that didn't. Again, once you utilize the vial, you have 10 people that can get vaccinated out of that one bottle. And again, in this case, it was 9, and then the 10th person didn't show. So I will never speak badly of Brockton Neighborhood Health Center. They really stepped up what I asked them to help our outdoor testing and at Brockton High. And Sue Joss and her leadership and Dr. Maria Celli have been wonderful. So one thing that I did learn is we're making a big plug not to have no-shows. We can't afford it. It's liquid gold, and it's going to save lives. So it was a learning lesson, I think, and unfortunately it happened. But what was reported was inaccurate. It was only one single dosage.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, Mr. Mayor, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, sir.